Hi, I'm Dave Smith. I served in the Air Force for 25 years, from 1968 to 1993. We are very fortunate to have had a local veteran donate his hobby of building models. You've probably seen a few so far in other cabinets. Now in this case, and the one across the hall, you will see lots of planes and tank models. This cabinet has mostly World War II models. On the top shelf are the workhorse aircraft of World War II. There are three bombers, a B-17, a B-24, and a B-25. The B-17 dropped more bombs than any other bomber in all of World War II. And there's a whole B-17 in the coffee room if you want a closer look. It was replaced later on in the war with the B-24. There's also a B-25 in here. This was the aircraft that Jimmy Doolittle flew off the aircraft carrier Hornet, to attack the Japanese mainland. There are two fighters, a P-47 and a P-51. Both were used as escorts for the bombers, but they also had a ground attack role, mostly low-level on German airfields. If you are having a difficult time seeing the fighters, there are also models of them on the bottom shelf. The large aircraft on the second shelf is a B-29. You'll notice its nickname is Special Delivery. You might recognize the name of one of the most famous of these, the Enola Gay. It was used to fly from the island of Tinian, just north of Guam, to Hiroshima, Japan, to drop the first of two atomic bombs that helped end the war in the Pacific. Around the B-29 are the contents of one of its survival kits. In addition to lots of information you can read on how to survive and how to use the product supplies, they're probably enough to keep you occupied and keep your spirits up as you awaited rescue. You'll notice things like rations, fishing gear, first aid supplies, fire starters, a signaling device, and numerous other such source devices and assorted knives. On the third shelf, this is not a model, this is a real Norden bomb sight. It was considered a critical wartime instrument. The bombardiers were required to take an oath to defend its secrecy. It was very secretive piece of equipment back then. If the plane was forced to land, the bomber would have to shoot up the important parts to disable it. After each mission, the bomb sight had to be removed from the plane, escorted and deposited in a special guarded vault. It was advertised as so accurate, it was going to provide unprecedented daytime bombing at high altitude accuracy, thus reducing the number of aircraft needed to reliably knock out a target. What would happen is they would have a thing called carpet bombing or saturation bombing. And when they use that, what they would do is they would have hundreds of aircraft that would take off at one time and go over the target to make sure that they could knock out the target. The problem with that was as many as a third of our bombers would get shot down, and that's a huge price to pay just to knock out one target. Stop. I forgot what. As it turns out, the hype with these Norden bomb sights just made the crews feel better. Because after the war, they did an analysis, and they placed the overall accuracy of the Norden bomb sight as about the same level as the radar bombing efforts. There's also an interesting plane on this shelf, a P-38. Behind you, in another World War II shelf, is a P-38 that was flown by Major Richard Bong. He was the highest ace in World War II. By ace, I mean when you shoot down an aircraft, after you've shot down five, you become an ace. Well, he shot down 40. Major Bong was also the recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. The next shelf down has some different types of models. It has many World War II tanks that were used not just by the United States and its allies, but the Germans and the Soviets. The Sherman tank was the most widely used tank in World War II. You notice also the Stalin tank, it was designed after the Soviets captured a German Tiger tank. The Tiger tank was also called the Panzer V. while the red camouflage German tank in the back is a Panther, called the Panther tank. There's also a Patton tank in here, but that was not produced until 1952 and was used in both Korea and Vietnam. If you ever saw the movie Patton, you saw the Sherman and Tiger tanks in battle in North Africa. The last shelf on the bottom has more World War II aircraft and repeats some of the aircraft above. But it also, if you look in the back, it is a Navy helicopter. Many of the Navy helicopters were used as standby onboard carriers during launch and recovery efforts in case an event happened and a plane went overboard. The helicopter could recover the crew. Okay. All right. See?